I'm Liliana. I'm 17. I'm Spanish and Italian, and yeah, I like to do art. I like to paint. I like taking photos. I like spray painting. Yeah.
How long has your family been here?
Decades, probably like 40 years. It's my great-great-grandfather that came from Spain, probably like in the 1920s.
Did you know a little bit about your culture in Spain?
No, not much. I know, yeah, actually, I actually don't know a whole lot about it because it's just, most of my family has always lived in America. So it's just the older generations that are no longer here that know about it really.
Did you know like any like traditions or like something?
No, I've honestly, we don't really talk about it anywhere. I know that my grandpa probably does, but he's no longer here either. So now everybody's just kind of American, completely American.
So what do you think about immigrants? How would you define an immigrant?
It depends. There's different situations, but I think it's somebody seeking a better life, someone seeking more rights, more freedom, less fear. I think that there's some people that don't deserve, you know, criminals that do want to do harm, but it's very few and far that there's people like that. A lot of immigrants just look for a better life.
If you had the opportunity to help an immigrant, like, how would you do it?
Well, I would figure out what type of laws, what sort of things they need, and figure out their situation and how to get them in, how I can help is kind of like based on what they need, I guess. Yeah, just figure out what they need and get it done, help them out.
Did you have any friends that are like immigrants?
Yeah, I had one best friend in 7th grade. Her name was Jimena, and her family had just immigrated. They were still going through the process, and I just know that once they were finally legalized, they were just ecstatic and so happy to be here. So it was kind of cool to see their journey go through and then finally get legalized. It took like quite a long time though. I think she was here illegally for like 4 or 5 years before she finally got legalized, and I think her parents got a work visa and stuff like that to get over here. So
did she got like to share with you like some of her like background and her?
No, but I know that I got to see some of like the traditions of making tamales for Christmas and stuff, and a lot of big celebrations. I actually got to celebrate like a day before even Christmas Eve. Was kind of like her Christmas Eve, and she celebrated a little bit differently, just like a big family party.
Have you noticed some of the changes like in your community since like the President Trump has changed?
Yeah, it's a lot of fear, a lot of fear, a lot of anger and hurt towards people. He's kind of just making it seem like immigrants are all evil, all coming with bad intentions, and it's not the case. I mean, there is some, like I said, few and far that don't come with good intentions, and the whole situation of him putting children in cages and separating them from their families just kind of sickens me, because those are children. Like, those are the least people you would expect to come in here and hurt somebody. So I just think a lot of people are in fear for their safety, and that's not what they come here for. So
how did you feel growing up in here? Like, is it okay, let me change it. What are your main goals right now?
To be successful. I'm at an age where life is starting, so I gotta just make figuring out how to get life together, I guess. Figure out how to be an adult and pay everything, but also still have money and live a happy life.
What career would you like to like study?
psychology probably, because it's fun to, it's interesting to learn about people, especially they have like mental illnesses. It's interesting to learn their point of view of things, what they see on a day-to-day basis. So that's probably what I would want to do.
What inspires you to like do that?
My boyfriend's mom has bipolar, severe bipolar. So seeing the things that she goes through every day and witnessing it myself kind of just puts an interest in me, a really strong interest to just see other people's situations and figure out how I can help them. And without medications, because I don't really like the medication part of psychologists, but just figure out how their brain works and how to make it more normal, I guess, you know, more normal life for them.
Do your tattoos have any...
No, this one my brother did, so it's just kind of like a sentimental piece to my brother. And then this one's just because I grew up in Colorado all my life, so just the mountains have always been a cool place for me.
What are some of the best memories that you have?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably... I don't know, once every summer, me and my mom head up to the flea market and we just spend all day up in that area, and we'll head to Idaho Springs. So just like the memory every summer of, you know, having different things that make it special, I guess, but it's still the same tradition. So just the different types of memories that we do every summer, but they're all different. So I don't really know like specific ones.
Did you live with, like, your dad, your brother?
No, me and my brother have always lived... Well, we live with my grandma, but she wasn't really there for most of our lives, so it's kind of just me and him. And then my dad was never there, so we just always live with my mom and my grandma.
And how does that make you feel?
It's less hard for me because I feel like a man is not always necessary in a woman's life. It's more of a mother because they know how to raise a woman. But just not having a male figure there to lean on, because dads are like a stability, they're a comfort. So not having that kind of sucked, but I've just grown to not feel that way anymore. So, yeah.
Okay, who guides you to make the choices you make, or who influences you?
My brother, because he's always been my best friend, and I've always kind of had to raise him. So he's kind of like my own child, but he's also just someone I want to make proud out of anybody, because he looks up to me the most, and he's kind of always watching my moves. So I just want to make sure that I make the right moves and become successful for him.
How old is your brother?
He's 14, I think.
So you guys like spend a lot of time together?
Yeah, we're all together all the time.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with us? Like anything that you want to talk about?
No, I just, so this whole thing is kind of based on immigration. So I just hope that with our next president, or Trump cleans up his act, I guess, that it becomes some more positive thing than a negative thing as it is now. It's not like people are looking at Trump and they're gonna wanna say, oh, why would I wanna go there? Why would I wanna be with that president who is so derogatory towards especially Mexican people? So I just feel like hopefully we America as a whole can fix that kind of assumption on our country, because that's not who we are. It's not what we're made for. It's not what we speak on. So that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to come.
Thank you.